you tell a little about yourself?
Amerik Shmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the all-compassionate, the all-merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday of summer, July 9th, 2023. I'm Atefeh Erfani, hosting this program today, and heartiest felicitations to you all on the occasion of an auspicious day. Today, the 20th of Dhul-Hijjah, according to a narration, happens to be the birth anniversary of Imam Musa Kazem, the 7th infallible successor of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. This is Listeners Special, the Sunday program where your views are presented through your emails, your letters, and your messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Tell us your views about our broadcast. Tell us which program or programs you like the most. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. As I always say, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Please keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back, everyone. This is Listeners Special, and here we've received reception reports from around the world, from Ronnie Hussein from Bangladesh, from Kalol Nat from India, and from Christer Bronstorm from Sweden. So, Ronnie, Kalol, and Christer, thank you for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And let's see who has sent us email or letter from around the world. Yes, Najmuddin, one of our old and regular listeners from India, has sent us a piece of email. Here we have a piece of email from Japan, from Hitoshi Sugio, one of our regular listeners. Again from India, we have an email from Ram Babukumar. From Italy, we have an email from Gianluca Dentici. And again from India, we have an email from Hasna Manzil. Stay with us, please. After a short break, I will be back with you to read these emails. Welcome back. So, Najmuddin from India, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us a writing, a piece of email. Najmuddin says, "Assalamu alaikum. For the past 2 decades, anti-Islamic extremist groups have been making the holy religion of Islam their hateful target. Sometimes by insulting the great prophet of Islam, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, under the guise of freedom of speech, sometimes by burning the holy book of God, Quran, the latest of which happened recently in Sweden. It is high time to take united action against such atrocity. I strongly condemn this heinous crime and call on all Muslim heads of state in the world to sever all ties with the Swedish government so that this reprehensible incident does not happen again. Salam Najmuddin, and thank you for your comments about the recent developments that happened in Sweden. Of course, all Muslims and all faithfuls of holy books and followers of holy books and all justice-seeking people around the world condemn this sacrilegious behavior and heinous crime. And we also wish that this incident won't happen again in the future, because this heinous crime has angered almost everyone in the world. And of course, it shouldn't happen again. We are so appreciative for your views, Najmuddin. Thank you very much for your concern about this issue, for this heinous crime. We also condemn this incident. Anyway, Najmuddin from India, write us soon and please accept our electronic QSL as a confirmation to your email. We wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And from Japan, we've received an email from Hitoshi Sogyo, one of our regular listeners. Hitoshi says, "Dear staff, my name is Hitoshi Sogyo. I am 51 years old and I work in municipality here in Hyogo, Japan. I have received your program and I would like to give you a report. I listen to your English program at home. If you confirm the details of my report is correct, I request you to send me your verification card or letter to my address in Japan or by email. Thank you in advance." Salam and warm greetings from Tehran and warm gratitude to you for letting us know your views about IRM English Radio. And I wish you could tell us the title of the program you listened to recently. And of course, your opinion about our programs is always welcomed. Hitoshi Sogyo from Japan, please accept our electronic QSL as verification. You can also refer to our website at parstoday.ir/en, and there you can find our frequency schedule. Anyway, we wish you luck and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Hitoshi Sugio from Japan. And after a short break, I will be back with you. Welcome back. One of our listeners from Italy, Gianluca Dentici, has sent us a piece of email. Gianluca Dentici says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I love both paper cards and e-cards. Anything is always welcome. And I hope to receive one of those eye-catching QSL cards of you, hopefully. Obviously, I will write you back as soon as I get your signals again. Salam from Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran, to Gianluca Dentici from Italy. Ciao. Appreciations to you for this writing, and thank you for your support for IRIB English Radio. Please accept our electronic QSL or EQSL as confirmation to your email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our broadcast. Gianluca Dentici from Italy. Thank you for this email. From India, we've received an email from Ram Babu Kumar. Ram Babu Kumar, as you may know, is one of our regular listeners. Ram Babu Kumar says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, greetings from India. I want to say that please add our club name in your mailing list and send us all types of materials issued by your radio time to time on our postal address. The useful information about your programs, programs schedule, and frequencies is also welcomed. Salam to you, Babu Kumar from India. Greetings from Tehran and from IRIB English Radio staff, and thank you very much for writing to us. Please accept our electronic QSL as confirmation to your email. You can also refer to our website at parstoday.ir/en to find the frequency schedule. Ram Babu Kumar from India, we wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And after a short break, I will be back with you again. Welcome back again from India. We have another email from Hasna Manzil. Hasna Manzil is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I am a listener of World Radios and this time I had a chance to listen to IRIB English service. I would love to listen to your radio regularly too, so please send me the frequency guide of your station with complete details of the programs. I shall be very grateful if you do it. Salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran. Hasna Manzil from India, thank you very much for this writing. Please accept our electronic QSL as a verification to this email and thank you for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And as you may know, because sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio at the time is not possible, please refer to our website at parstoday.ir/en and there you can find the frequency guide of IRIB English Radio with complete details of the programs. We are so grateful for this email, Hasna Manzil from India. And here we come to the end of our today's listeners special. But before saying goodbye, I want to send my warm greetings, appreciations, and gratitudes to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports as well as emails and letters from around the world, including Roni Hossein from Bangladesh, Kalol Kath from India, Christer Bronstorm from Sweden, Gianluca Dentici from Italy, Ram Babu Kumar from India, Najmuddin from India, Hitoshi Sugio from Japan, and Hasna Manzil from India. We had a great time being together with you. Please keep in touch with Listeners Special and IRIB English Radio. We wish you all the best. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We will be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send us emails to englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at parstoday.ir/en. Our phone number is 0098 21 2201-3720. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.